because in the developing countries, we don't have laws, we don't have anything to protect ourselves. So this presentation is giving that perspective. I don't have anything to disclose, and these are my authors in this study. And also, we got the funding from PAHO, Pan American Health Organization. Other than we don't have anything else. And needle stick injuries, this is the WHO's numbers. I don't want to read it, but 90% of the needle stick injuries happening in developing countries. So they are really suffering about this issue. And this is the everybody news, I guess, in this room. Mostly it's happening during the use or after the use and before disposal, and especially in developing countries, we really missed that 40% after use and before disposal part, and also during the disposal, because waste workers also suffering a lot, and there is no regulation in developing countries. And these are the regular numbers, again, mostly nurses suffering and hospital workers, again, that waste management groups is also another groups for us to be think about it. And this cost numbers coming from US, but is really applicable for the overall world, especially if they don't have resources, is really costly problem. And what happened in Ebola, all of us, we know, when you get the infection as a nurse, is spending millions of dollars to protect the whole community also, because these are infectious diseases also. And in this, actually, in this project, we focused on Latin America and Caribbean, is because of I was there at that time, is the one of the reason. But also, when we look at the data, WHO and PAHO's data, they are, again, suffering a lot, especially when you look at the infectious disease prevalence and incidence data. They are really, especially healthcare workers in Caribbean and Latin America, they have the high incidence. This project started in 2011, and we have many partners around the world. Actually, CDC NIOSH was one of our partners, and that time my previous university, St. George University, another partner, and WHO and PAHO also work with us in this project, and a couple other ministries. One is the Ministry of Health of Grenada, but a couple other ministries also work with us. And first training to train the trainers program starting in June 2011 in Grenada, and 9 different countries from the Caribbean participated that training. It's 35 participants participated. And October 2011, PAHO agreed to fund this project to disseminate that train the trainers program among the Caribbean. And connecting with that project, we disseminate this project 5 different islands, including Suriname, Trinidad, Tobago, St. Lucia, St. Vincent, and Grenada. And this training actually developed by WHO, PAHO, and CDC NIOSH, but we got that training and we implemented for the Caribbean, because it's a little bit different training when you develop something for the developing countries. It's different, so we modified the training for the Caribbean specifically. And our target population was the frontline healthcare workers, including all healthcare workers, physicians, veterinarians, dentists, nurses, nurse technicians, all of them. And also we invited the same training to occupational health and safety officers, including Minister of Health representative, because our goal was, one of our goals I will explain, to impact policy changes in these countries. And 2 of our faculties give that training, but in the same time each country give us a 1 representative, and that representative also participate this training, so And that person also, it was our contact person in that country. Overall, the goal actually, of course, is we want to assist these countries and reduce the occupational exposure to blood-borne pathogens in the health sector. But also, you know, we really want to give them to different perspective about the occupational health and safety and understanding of the occupational health and safety. And also we want to create a regional network for the occupational health safety. Because again, in US, we are talking about regulations, policies and other things, but in the whole Caribbean, we are talking about the regulation is dated as 1900s. And they are still using the British Factory Act in the Caribbean. And Factory Act is for industry, but Caribbean, they don't have any industry. So this project also tried to impact the occupational health and safety issues in Caribbean. The training was a 2-day training, actually. Of course, it's including the workshops, lecture, discussion, and including the case studies, group discussion. But also we try to show them to what kind of safety devices available. For them, again, there is no gloves, and we are talking about the specific safety device here. And also we try to hands-on kind of training to give, try to give them to hands-on training about these issues. And also we take them to healthcare facilities in their country and try to give them to understanding of the workplace assessment and also risk assessment perspective in their hospital or healthcare facilities. And training topics is including, of course, epidemiology of the blood-borne infectious and background information about the issues, but also, again, including the control device, how we control the these issues and introduction of that kind of device, tools, and prevention and control strategies also we discuss. And we also talk about the committees on occupational health for healthcare workers, because in that countries they don't have any occupational health and safety committees. And this training in their life, first time they are getting to any kind of occupational health and safety trainings. And we also talk about the post-exposure follow-up, and again, also we try to teach them a little bit for workplace assessment. This is the sample agenda. Couple countries is changing, you know, sometimes 2.5 days, sometimes 2 days, but mostly what we cover is here. We also try to collect some baseline data for the history of needle stick injuries and blood-borne pathogen exposure, because again, they don't have any data from that countries. These are the very simple data actually I want to show here. In the total, in these trainings, almost 300 workers get that kind of trainings. And this trainings, again, more train the trainers training. It's not just a training to occupational safety among the healthcare workers, but we try to train them as a trainer also. These are the their assessments, workplace assessment after the each visit. They fill the whole kind of documentation, and these are the summary of the, what they find in the work assessment. So you can see that, for example, we talk about those ergonomics. It's not just, of course, focus is the blood-borne pathogens, but we also want to see the overall the view if they understand the workforce workplace assessment. And after each training, project teams review. We meet with the CDC, NIOSH, PAHO as a team, and we look at the each programs, and we try to understanding the limitations and the problems, and also always we receive the feedback from the countries. As an outcome, couple outcome, I will talk about it, but one is the establishment of occupational safety and health committees. Each country, these five countries, all of them, they established occupational safety and health committees among the healthcare workers. So this is the one of our objectives, actually, and we are glad that at least we achieved that part. And policy review and recommendation, because as I mentioned that we also invited the government in these trainings to impact the policy changes. And right now, only two countries, they prepare the policy changes. It's not finalized the process yet, but at least two of them, they start the process. And also, I mentioned that we want to see the networking in the occupational health and safety in Caribbean. And after this project, we connected PAHO more, and our universities and PAHO, we collaborated in this development, and Caribbean Occupational Health and Safety Consortium developed in 2012. And in this consortium, actually, in that meeting, is really regulation and policy perspective of the occupational health and safety discussed a lot. And right now, is many other countries, they are start working with ILO specifically to try to change their regulation. And these are the very, very rough numbers, and because data collection is the horrible problem in the whole Caribbean, and this is just from two countries' data, from neurologic injuries data. We gave the training in the first part of the 2012 in St. Lucia in July 2012. You see that before 2012 is not too much. After training, we start to see the jump in the reporting, and it's still high, but it's coming down. And same with the Grenada. We gave the training in July 2011, and after we saw the jump. But so, as a conclusion, of course, what we see in our data. First of all, needle stick is a huge burden in developing countries, especially in Caribbean. Magnitude is very big, but we don't have data to discuss, unfortunately, or show. And healthcare workers development, workforce development and capacity building is very limited, and they are not happy, because think about it, in your whole life, you are having only one training about that kind of training in your whole work life. So it's very stressful for them. And lack of awareness of policies. Nobody knows their policies, unfortunately. And policy people also, they don't know about that kind of policies specifically for healthcare workers. And again, there's no occupational health and safety committees to protect them. And waste disposal is huge, huge concern. I cannot imagine if Ebola or something can happen in Caribbean right now. It will be horrible. And post-exposure treatments is not available at all. And our recommendation to WHO and PAHO, actually, after this one, and still we are working with WHO to implement a couple other things connecting with this project. Collecting data is very important, especially surveillance systems. There is a huge need in developing countries. And again, priority, if we can put it the health, actually not just the healthcare workers' health, but workers' health is a priority in the regional health agenda. Is a huge success, hopefully we can. Also, I would like to acknowledge a couple of my colleagues from WHO and PAHO and CDC NIOSH here. And thank you very much for your attention. There is no safety devices at all. None. None. We talk about the just the gloves, you know, they have gloves, but they use worn gloves all day because they cannot change it. There is no device at all.
So, I had a question earlier on. I couldn't see the details of the agenda, but you emphasized that it was a train-the-trainer model.
Mm-hmm.
So, were there actually components of the curriculum about how to do training? I've worked with WHO before. For like environmental epidemiology, we develop a book, but we also develop a whole
exactly.
training guide to go with the book so that people knew how to use.
Yes, we did the same things, and also is the point is we asked them to give that trainings, and we evaluated that trainings before and after evaluation we have. But I didn't bring to this part, but we did the same thing.
You had a slide on that. I think it's the incidence of hepatitis B, C, and HIV in healthcare workers, and it was extremely high.
Very high. Yes.
That really surprised me. Were people testing for those?
Problem is, test is not always available also, is another problem. But these are the WHO's data. And also they were talking about, because for example, these kind of diseases as a community base also is high in the Caribbean. It's not just for the health workers problem, but it's a community-based problem also. And so is really easily transmitted in healthcare workers because one little stick injury, you are done. And in the actually couple numbers is higher in the population. In couple islands is huge numbers we are talking. But again, Caribbean countries, for example, when I say that Grenada, where I'm talking about 150,000 people, so that data is not really showing the magnitude too much because we are talking about very small countries. If I say that, oh, okay, 40% infectious there, as a number is very small. So it's not really showing the magnitude of the problem, unfortunately.
Are any of those countries offering hepatitis B vaccination?
They offer, but if you can find it, it's difficult. Again, in the island communities, also many other problems. You know, just if you have any kind of disease happening in that time, sometimes you cannot find the vaccination. Vaccination came, but they cannot protect the vaccination. It's just a wasted. There's all kind of problems. So everything's, again, it should be everything needs to be connecting. Why we want to also inform the policymakers, at least to understanding what's going on. Because if you don't inform them, they think that nothing's happening. But I totally agree. Connecting policies always is connecting with resources and, economic perspective of the issues and other things. But still, we want to see at least influence the policymakers about if they can at least separate some budget for the occupational and environment, generally for the environmental health also, if they are really ignoring. But as a realistically, still there is a need for the resources. If you don't have money, you cannot provide too much. But education is the one key element. And we were hoping that at least, with the recording and just at least reporting and recording, we can get the more attention and we can get the some resources. Overall, the world also, it's not just for their governments, other countries also need to help, I guess.
I think that
but it is really happening, if not just the foot and ankle stick injuries. Again, with the Ebola also, it's happened. You know, just until that Ebola getting that big, pharmaceutical companies didn't show any interest for the. Thank you very much. And, you know, just the APHA, I know that we are mostly focusing the national levels, but with the public health, it's not really national levels. You know, disease, they don't have borders anymore, and everything's coming here.
I wish that we could continue this discussion, but it's 4 o'clock, so...